Hello, fellow VoiceTuber. It's Wen here. So we know time is a sneaky thing. It rushes past you too quickly when you're having a great time, and it can't go fast enough when you're staring at the clock, waiting for class to end. And most of the time, it just feels like there's never enough time. Not enough time for our homework, not enough time for the things we like to do, and not enough time for exercising, not enough time for my family. You get the idea. For a lot of us, time is more often our master instead of the other way around. But it doesn't have to be that way. Here's one thing you can do to begin your reign over time. As in, how you can rule over your time like a king or queen. Here's our sentence of the day. Not only is decluttering great for your health, but you won't waste time digging around piles of stuff to find that one piece of paper that you really need. 消灭混乱不仅对健康有帮助，你也不会花时间在一堆东西中埋头苦寻一张你真正需要的纸。好，那我们再回到我们的 sentence of the day 之前，我们先看那些 pronunciation tips。那我们第一个 pronunciation tip 是 declutter。那我们 declutter 的中音就是放在前面念，念 declutter。好，那我们第二个发音重点是 waste， 胃的 A 发长音 A， 那就是 waste。那我们第三个发音重点是 peace， 要注意中间的 IE 是发 E 的音，所以是念 peace。好，那我们再念一次句子 ：Not only is decluttering great for your health。But you won't waste time digging around piles of stuff to find that one piece of paper that you really need. 好，那我们现在看到我们的 vocabulary。我们第一个 vocabulary 是 declutter。Declutter 是一个 verb， 它的意思是清除、清理多余的东西。好，那我们看到我们一个 example sentence。Before starting a new school year, Jaden likes to declutter his study space for productive learning. 在一个学年开始之前， Jaden 喜欢将他的读书空间清理干净，以利更有效的学习。那我们这边特别注意的是，字首 de 有删除、解除、解开的意思，像 delete 就是删除。那像 deconstruct 就有结构分解的意思，因为construct 有点像组织，那 D 是分解，所以就变成结构分解。那还有一个是 decode， 因为 code 是密码，所以 decode 就是解谜或解锁的意思。好，那我们看到我们第二个 vocabulary 是 digging around。 digging around 这个片语的意思字面上是到处挖，那它其实衍生出来就是到处寻找的意思。那这边有一个 example sentence. The private investigator keeps digging around for dirt on their client's husband as he is suspected of having an affair. 这位私人侦探持续地寻找客户的丈夫的丑闻，因为他被怀疑有外遇。那这边再补充，就是刚刚例句里面的 dirt 意思就是丑闻，那 affair 就是外遇，那我们的讲法就是 having an affair。 好，那我们再来看我们第三个单字，也就是 pile。 pile 是一个名词，它意思是叠、堆或坨，计量单位，所以我们可以讲说 a pile of paper, a pile of leaves, a pile of anything, a pile of food 也可以。那我们这边看 pile 的 example sentenceThere's a whole pile of paperwork waiting for Oliver when he comes back from break. I doubt he'd be thrilled upon finding out about it. 那里有一整叠的文书工作等着 Oliver 从假期回来，我不认为他发现时会很开心。那这边再补充，就是刚刚有讲到 I doubt， 当有人说 someone doubt 或 someone doubts 的时候呢，或许是有人怀疑或是他们不认为，就是表示否定的意思。那还有一个是 thrilled， thrilled 其实就是开心的意思。 And that's it for today. If you ever feel like you're falling behind or if you can never get things done on time, go over to the video to check out more steps you can take to gain more control over your time.And don't forget to report back for results if you like. And since we're on the topic of time, let's have a quick chat about time travel. So time travel has always been a cool concept for me, and there have been tons of mind-blowing films about time travel that are truly iconic and a total blast to see. When mentioning time travel, we have to talk about Back to the Future. So Back to the Future is a blast from the past from 1985,where the main character Marty has to get his parents to fall in love to save his very existence. This is probably the movie when it comes to time travel, and it's loads of fun, so I definitely recommend it. The other one I like to talk about is Doctor Strange. So Doctor Strange is one of the many films by Marvel Studios, and it's set in a world where multiple dimensions and realities exist simultaneously.And there are people who ensure that these realities aren't messed with. What could possibly go wrong? I guess it's up to you to find out. There are a lot of different other films about time travel, like Interstellar, that are really cool, but I'll leave you to find out for yourself. So have fun, everyone, and I'll see you again next time.